Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
In here already. Yes, I like that. I like.
Great
I had
song. Right.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, yes. I have loved it ever since it came out in, when was that? 92, I think. I'm not real sure, but I think that's when it was. Somewhere around in there anyway. It's been around a while, but it is so good.
Well, it is.
It is. Yeah, and you know
what?
I had a stray thought, like all my thoughts are stray, but I mean, you know, I had a stray thought, and, you know, because she mentioned White Lightning is going to drive you wild, I thought, yeah. If I move to, or when I move to Georgia, do I have to learn how to drink White Lightning? I've tasted that stuff. It'll kill you or cure you, one or the other.
I guess you'll find out if you do it again. I've never tried it.
Oh, my. You have to try it at least once to know.
I've never heard of
and,
it.
And now you know where woo-wee comes from.
Oh, dear.
That's after you get done going,
Well,
yeah, it's something else. I tell you, it is something else, and it looks like water. It looks so pure and clear, and it ain't water, honey. It ain't water.
Doesn't have that effect.
I was just wondering if I knew somebody that used to come here for winters. She had a horse ranch, and her daughter, I think it was her daughter, made it. Only they call it moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same thing, because White Lightning is just a stronger moonshine, and I swear that moonshine was strong enough to peel paint. Oh, my gosh. So I was just wondering if that's a prerequisite for moving to Georgia, if I have to learn to drink that. Let's see, how much could I water it down?
Quite a bit.
Oh, my. I'd still be frowned on, but you know what? Okay, if that's what I need to do to move to Georgia, that's what I'll do.
Whatever it takes, John. You think Shauna does that?
Oh, Shauna likes whiskey.
Yuck.
Oh, well.
You know, Shauna likes whiskey.
I don't know.
We're going to have to ask her if she's ever had White Lightning and see what the answer is. And maybe I can mix it with something. Would that be acceptable? I don't know
no idea. I don't know why you couldn't.
Well, see, but there are certain guidelines, certain expectations, you know, local expectations that you have that, and the flavored moonshine, honey, I'm not talking commercial stuff you can buy in a store.
You're talking about
talking about the Hill manufactured, stronger than dirt. What strong? Yeah, well, that comes from an old Ajax laundry detergent commercial. Never mind. But anyway, like I said, you can't buy this stuff in a store. It is too strong. It has too high of an alcoholic content. They won't let you do it. But oh my goodness sakes! Yes. White Lightning. Yeah, it's, oh, my goodness, gosh, it'll blow the top of your head off. Let's put it that way. Yeah, it's just not, it ain't for amateurs. And I'm sorry, but when it comes to drinking, I'm an amateur.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
I asked my mother one day to go over to the store and pick up some Grease Lightning. Everyone knows what Grease Lightning is. It's a cleaner.
She
came back laughing and just laughing and laughing. And I said, well, calm down, Mother. Tell me what happened. She says, well, I walked in the store and gentleman asked me what he could help me, and I said, yeah, I'm in here. My daughter sent me over here to pick up some white lightning. And he cracked his glass. She said it wrong. He said, well, I wish we did have some of that in here. And she stood there kind of dumbfounded and said, well, my daughter sent me over here and said that y'all carried it.
Oh, my word.
Anyway, that was a trip.
Yeah, I guess. That would be something else, wouldn't it? Oh, wow. Well, the only thing that I don't like whiskey. I'm just going to be right up front. Whiskey, scotch, brandy. I'm sorry, Shauna, but I just don't like it. But that may have connections to my childhood, so we won't go there. But at any rate, the only thing whiskey in the whiskey line that I have ever liked is something they call it's got cinnamon in it. What is that? Somebody knows what that's called. It's fire. I swear it's fire, but I can drink it. But it's cinnamon flavored. It's whiskey, but it is strong cinnamon flavored. But that's pretty good. I can deal with that in little sips, but I can deal with that. It's a fireball. That's what they call it, fireball. So there you go. That's wouldn't you know, the only whiskey I can stomach is fireball.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know. If you don't have ulcers, you might have them after that.
Or it'll cure them. It's going to cure you one way or the other. Kill you or cure you. That's my mama's philosophy. Great. That was my grandpa's philosophy. And it's like, but grandpa was a beer drinker. You know, that was it.
I've drank tequila before for a sore throat, and it will cure it pretty quick.
Tequila's great. I like tequila. It likes me a little too much, too. But, that you know, I try and not drink tequila because I like tequila.
That's the one with the little maggot, isn't it, inside the bottle?
The worm. You've heard about the worm in the tequila bottle?
Yeah.
Don't eat the worm. Don't eat the worm. Don't eat the worm. No, don't do that. Because if you do that, you are going to have one grandfather of a headache, and it'll last for 3 or 4 days. Because they put the worm in there because the worm gathers all the impurities out of the tequila. And that little bugger packs a punch that you would not believe. One of my brothers made a mistake of doing that. He was a drinker. He's always been a drinker. He's an alcoholic. But he says, one thing I'm going to tell you, sis, is don't ever eat the worm.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, they told him that, and he didn't believe it. And then he says, believe it, yeah. It's true. So, but there is a reason they put that in the bottle, and it's not for you to eat.
Oh, gosh.
Yuck.
Well, I've never tried that either, so
Good. Don't do that. And then there's things that they were going around when I was in high school, is they would make things called cherry bombs. I'm not talking about the ones that the boys took into the bathroom and tossed down the toilet to explode the plumbing, okay? I'm not talking about those cherry bombs. I'm talking about the alcoholic cherry bombs, where they would put them in Everclear is what they used. Mm-hmm. Now, Everclear is about the closest thing that you can commercially buy to moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
And White Lightning. Everclear is about as close as you get. It's like 90 proof.
Well, Anne's being quiet. Has Anne ever tried it?
No.
I don't think they do these things over there. But they put Everclear in a jar, you know, like a maraschino cherry jar or something, and add cherries. And you leave it for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then you do this like before you're going to hit a party or something, you know. I never did parties when I was a kid. I don't think I ever went to one party when I was a teenager. I really don't feel like I missed anything. It's okay. I heard about them. But they take these to party, and any time that, you know, drinking beer or whatever wasn't enough, you ate one of these cherry bombs. And, oh, my goodness gosh. You might as well have just downed half a bottle of whiskey, because that's about the effect it had. It blew your head off, like right now. I mean, if you know anything about Everclear, whoa. That's wicked stuff. That's wicked stuff. That's bad. And here I am. I don't even like beer. I can't even get through one full beer, you know.
Yeah,
a glass of wine? Oh, yeah. I'm a lush, I tell you.
Okay.
I do like extremely cold champagne, but not brut. I like the regular champagne. It's got to be extremely cold. That tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
But there's not much that... Blackberry wine ain't bad. I put blackberry wine in my meatloaf. That was pretty good. But anyway, okay, we need to get back to music. Yeah, that's that one line in that song. Yeah, white lightning will really drive you wild, all right. Uh-huh. If it don't kill you first.
Well.
Oh, the small things that just get my mind moving right along the track, and you kind of wonder, where's that track? Where did it come from? Where's it going? I don't know. I can't tell you. It just kind of shows up. Okay. You know, I've got something that John sent me that's absolutely so totally cool. You listen to the first part. Now this is priceless. I love this. I listened to it 3 times because it was so good. It made me laugh. Listen to take one. You know, the first. Maybe I'll save that for a little. I might save that for a little later. I'm gonna do the gem of the week where he did Stagger Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He was. You got to listen to this one too. You know, this is where you know how Elvis used to take and add his own words instead of rehearsed words, because I don't know, maybe he got bored or maybe it was just fun to do at the time, and he had a funky streak running down his back that day or something. I don't know, but here is, this one's called Gem of the Week, number 16. And this was a rehearsal on July 15th of 1970.
Horny wife, love me tender. Screw Stagger Lee. Yeah, oh, yeah. Go Stagger Lee, Stagger Lee, Stagger Lee.
they was just getting funky that day. But yeah, didn't know if Staggerly had ugly children and a horny wife, did you? Now you do. Now you know. Now you know. That was a big part of his problem right there. Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That just, I heard that, and I must laugh for 5 minutes. That was so good. And I listened to it 3 times. The gift just got better. Yeah, you know, hey, you gotta hear things like that once in a while. You know, I am very, very glad that Elvis felt the need to change those words sometimes, because that is what makes rehearsals fun. Mm-hmm. Otherwise the rehearsals are going to be work, just like standing out on stage and getting paid for it, except that in rehearsal you're not getting paid for it. So if you can make it fun, that's cool. Yeah, it makes them want to show up for rehearsal, and you got to have that. I mean, you know, you got to have them. Yes. So that was good. I had to share that with you, and I am so glad that John sent that to me this morning. That was very, very cool.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
And now I've got something by the Animals.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the Animals from the 60s?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Eric Burdon, mm-hmm. House of the Rising Sun. I know you remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
The Animals did the House of the Rising Sun, Eric Burdon and the Animals. So this is another one they did. It's called Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And man, that happened a lot.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. The joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone, regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Okay, now that we've gotten past being drunk, and having horny wives, and, you know, all that stuff we keep hearing about, sorry guys, I just have fun with this. This is just so much fun. I have actually what we used to, when we did the demo show, where we did the demos and then Elvis version of it, I have one of those.
Oh.
And I'm going to play it.
Okay.
First, I'm going to play the demo. And this was by Mort Schumann. And it, Marie's the name of his latest book. Wait.
A very old friend, he passed today.
Okay, now that was Mort singing the demo. Here is what Elvis did with it. He evidently liked the song because he did it. So here's what he did with it.
Yesterday, this girl was in love.
there you go. That's what Elvis did with it. And I like it better. It's smoother. You know what I mean? It's not as rough. Yeah, it's smoother. So I like it. Like, that doesn't matter at all, but hey, that's where it is. You know, I have something really awesome that John sent me yesterday. And this is really kind of cool because you don't ever expect something like this. You don't expect to see it. You don't expect to hear it. You don't even know it existed. And then John finds it. And this is so cool. I could just hug him. This is great. 1961. Dolly Parton at age 14.
Oh, wow.
At a radio remote. WNKR, I think. Anyway, I didn't bother to memorize it, but, you know, there it is. This is really cool. They were at a remote, and, you know, at that point, a remote entailed taking a van or a delivery truck or something with all of your recording equipment in it, plus the DJ, the microphones, all that stuff, and it connected remotely to the radio station because they talked to you on the breaks from the station to wherever the remote is. Now, these businesses pay big money for these remotes.
Hmm.
Because it entails so much. Well, it did at that point. It's nothing now, but that's what it was then. And they set up the microphone or whatever in the parking lot, on the sidewalk, in the middle of the showroom, or in the middle of the retail floor, wherever. It depends on the business where they are as to what they do. This one was set up in the parking lot out towards the street of, I think, with the car dealership. So, hey, dudes, here we go. Dolly Parton at age 14, and she's got a live, a guy playing an upright bass standing behind her, and she's playing her acoustic guitar, and then there's another guy there with a guitar. So this is really kind of cool. This is kind of cool because I know what goes into all this. I wish y'all did because that makes it even more awesome.
Yeah.
At 14 in 1961, at a remote for a radio station, singing Make Believe or Makin' Believe.
Yeah.
Now that was really something. I watched the video twice, and it's like, whoa, Dolly Parton before big boobs.
Would you send me that,
big hair.
Would you send that to me, please?
If I can look it up on YouTube again, find it, I can send it to you.
Oh, okay. You don't have it handy?
That was pretty good.
Oh, no, honey. I don't keep the videos. I can't keep the videos. I just transfer the audio. The videos are not in my computer, nor does Blog Talk keep videos.
Okay.
So I don't have them. I don't have the videos.
Okay. Well, I can look it up. I don't hate to take your time.
Oh, all right. All right.
Thanks.
It's under Dolly Parton, age 14. It's about the remote. So if you look that up, Dolly Parton at 14, remote, it should be able to pull it up.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, I'd send it to you if I had it, honey, but I don't keep the videos.
That's
my computer won't keep them. Yeah, my computer doesn't store videos, and Blog Talk tells me I'm crazy if I want to do that. So, you know, which I already knew, but, hey, you know, why confirm it? But, yeah, and I don't know if, you know, maybe John can look it up and shoot it to you, because I can't do it right now with the show on, but, you know, maybe he can.
Well,
I don't know.
That's okay, sweetie. You go ahead and do what you need to
you
do.
You could beg. If you say, John, please, pretty, please, with the cherry on top. I don't know if he's a sucker for that kind of thing or not, but he's a man.
I
so
doubt it.
Why not?
I doubt that.
He's a man. He's a sweet, lovable, huggable teddy bear man. He might. You see, all this, you gotta know how to work it, girl. You gotta know how to work it. Okay, now, John, please forgive me for that. I couldn't resist.
Gosh. Well,
okay.
Have you been on that damn white lightning this morning?
No.
She
sold her place here, and so I don't see her anymore. But, no, but I've been drinking Starbucks iced coffee, cappuccino.
Oh.
Does that count?
Does it have a lot of sugar in it? Maybe that's it.
Oh, well, it probably does have a lot of sugar in it, but I like the caffeine jolt myself.
Well.
Plus, next to that, I've got a giant cup of coffee I made with half and half and just a little bit of creamer that has sweetener in it. And then just to mitigate that and be able to dilute it if I need to, I've got a pint of water.
Okay.
I'm prepared. And if I need to do something more drastic, I've got yogurt behind me and a banana. So,
good.
It's all got sugar in it. If I eat all of that stuff, I will die. But, you know, for emergencies, because I haven't had anything to eat yet today, so I just got it all out in case I might need it. Because you don't want to go into a diabetic low when you're on the air. You got to have something to do to keep that from happening. So that's what all this stuff
all right.
is for. Except for the coffee. I drink the coffee anyway. Yeah, it's probably all the caffeine on an empty stomach. Yeah. Or maybe it's just me. Have you ever that's a scary thought, isn't it? Maybe it's
that's
just
what I'm thinking. Is that just you? I guess that's just you, Jim. I'm going to have to face the facts.
Now, you guys might want to be frightened of that. You never know. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay. next, I'm okay. Get out the Kleenexes.
Yes, I'm prepared.
Get out the Kleenexes. Okay, you got to be. This always makes you cry, Anne. I know it does. And it pretty much gets to me as well. But on this is something that Shauna covered on her show last night. But John sent it to me, and I listened to it, and I thought, you know, why not? Why not? I don't think Shauna actually played the song, but she covered the story behind it.
Yeah.
And all that. And
it's a great show.
Yes, it really was. Really, really was. And Elvis speaks the words to this song like this dying guy is writing it out to his wife. And I believe it's Cheryl Nielsen that is singing it behind him. And the introduction that Elvis gives, we learned from Shauna last night that it's not really true, but boy, it makes a good show. So I'm glad he left it as is. I'm glad he led everybody to believe it was true, because that made it more effective. And it is effective. So here you go. Softly as I leave you.
Now this next song, ladies and gentlemen, that I could do is a song we've been doing a lot here, and it's a true story. And I'd like to share the story with you. The song has been around for a long time, but there's a story behind it, and I'd like to share it with you. It's a story of a man who is in a hospital, and he's dying. And his wife has been sitting by his bedside for 3 days and three nights. Somewhere in the third day, between midnight and day, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. Well, he felt her when she dozed off to sleep. And at the same time, he felt himself start to die. So he didn't want her to see him pass away. So he took his notepad from the side of the bed, and he wrote,
Softly,
I will leave you.
Softly,
for my heart would break.
For my heart would break.
If you should wake.
And see me go.
So I leave you. Softly. Long before you miss me. Long before your arms can beg me stay.
Long before your arms can beg me stay.
For one more day.
After all the years.
So softly,
I will leave you there.
Are you okay, Anne?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about this song when I was listening to it. This is the third time I've listened to it since this morning. And that would be one of the greatest blessings of life, is to be with the person you love in your heart when their life leaves them. That would be a very awesome blessing to be able to be there for them to just know that you are sending them on their way with love and blessings and the peace of your heart. Even though you will feel sorrow at being without them, to give them that blessing of your love as they go. I think that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do. I would love to do that. Maybe someday God will see fit to grant me that. We'll see. Who knows? There's a whole lot of life left to live, so who knows? But, hey, I could go tonight in my bed all by myself with my dog. We're fine. It'll be fine no matter what, but I think that would be a very great blessing. That's my take on it. Anyway, honey, so you can cry every time you hear that if you want to, because it is so beautiful. And the sentiment of it is so great.
Oh, it is. Cheryl did a good job.
Oh, my gosh. He's got the heavenly voice to be able to be behind anything and just giving it that quiet descant feeling.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that was Paul May song he does. It's so wonderful, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. When he sang Aubrey. Oh, my goodness gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. That was good. He has a very beautiful tenor voice. Wonderful. All right. Next. Yeah. I have so many next. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm not completely and totally song logged this week, but I have enough that I have to pick and choose. And I'm always going to pick and choose things that people send me because it's wonderful. I love that. So what I'm going to play now is something that John sent me 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. But, you know, sometimes I just get caught up in playing good stuff, and I don't get to all the things that he sends me, and that makes me feel bad. So I always make sure and play them. This is an old Bob Dylan song, and it's being covered by a gal named Sonia Soborzano. Don't ask me, I don't know. But it's called The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. The time to you is worth saving. You better start swimming. You'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a change. Prophesy with a pen. Keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. The times they are a change. Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled.
Bob Dylan had some good stuff.
He did, yeah.
Yes. He did get a lot of airplay, a lot of publicity, but not as much as he deserved. You know what I mean?
True.
He deserved
yeah.
more. But being a folk singer,
mm-hmm.
he got as much as he was ever going to get. You know, it just, folk singing just wasn't enough to supplant the rock and roll, you know.
Mm.
It could augment the rock and roll, but it couldn't supplant it. So he got his share, and he was good. He was good. He probably was better than, I'm hesitating to say this, but I think Bob Dylan probably was the best folk singer of the 60s, I think, in my
yeah.
opinion.
Mm.
Yeah, so... I can say that, in my opinion. I can say that.
mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know what? Somebody may disagree with me, and that's fine. I don't mind that at all. But I do have... Well, I can say that. I grew up in the 60s, and I tell you, some of the folk singers that would come on, it's like, oh, no, do I have to hear this song again? And I'd go do something or turn it down or anything to get away from it. But I never did that with Bob Dylan's songs. I never did that. It was like, oh, okay, cool, Bob Dylan, we can do this. And it was great. It was great. But some of the other folk singers, oh, like when I would hear, I mean, you know, she's not in it anymore, so I can say so. When I would hear Melanie, I would cringe, and I would turn the radio down and do something for a couple minutes. Her voice, I don't know what it was, but her voice just grated on me. I just, ugh, you know, and she wasn't bad. She was good at what she did. She was a good folk singer, and there were so many people that really loved her singing and loved her art, but I wasn't one of them. Sorry, that's just my opinion. But Bob Dylan, hey, Bob was cool, man. Bob was cool. Oh, give me the rhythm and blues. Give me the rhythm and blues. I could do that. The 60s rock and roll. Oh, yeah, we can do all that stuff. Okay, I've got another really great one that John sent me this morning. Another rehearsal from July 24th of 1970. It's good, guys. It's just good. Make the World Go Away.
And make the world, make it go away. Do you remember when you loved me? Before the world took you away. Yes, baby, Well, if you do, then forgive me and make the world make it go away. Let me make it up to you, day by day. And if you will, please forgive me and make the world make it go away.
Lungs out. He needed to quit doing that. We can't have those lungs blown out. Not that way anyhow. He had a lot more singing to do. He could not blow out his lungs. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, see, I need to catch my breath after that because I was laughing. it's just, okay, well, yeah, don't blow your lungs out, dude. Just tell them to knock it off. You know, walk around crippling out with your hands around your throat because you can't talk, you can't feel, you can't breathe. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Okay. I've got something. Well, she's not quite ready yet. So, okay. Shauna's going to come tell us something, but she's not ready yet. So we're going to do something else in the meantime for a couple minutes. Give her a little bit of time. Chuck Berry will give her some time. Yeah, about 2 minutes and 19 seconds. We got Chuck Berry doing Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8 road. A Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain, I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood, I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
If I recall correctly, I think that was his first hit. And he went very far with it, I think. He's still performing. Is he still alive? Is he still performing?
No.
My gosh. Did he? Well, how dare he? He didn't ask me first. I mean, you know, come on. But, you know, I think for as long as he worked, he did that song. So, I'm sorry, guys. I got into typing a message, and that's not cool. I shouldn't be doing that. At any rate, he was good for a long, long, long time. And I hate to say it, but one of his Nothing songs is one of my favorites because it's so fun. Where you get on and do My Ding-a-ling. I love that. Because he wants to play with his ding-a-ling. Oh, that just cracks me up. It's so funny. And so, anyway. So, okay, I have Shauna on the line. Well, Shauna was on the line. Where'd you go, girl? Oh, my goodness sakes. You got to pin that girl down with one of those bug pins so she quits flatting around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's yeah. Sometimes some people are just difficult to pin down and get them to be doing what they're wanting to be doing. And, hey, girl, thank you. You're welcome. You're back. Yay! Okay. I just told myself you're welcome. I think I've had enough coffee now. It's, let's see, my iced coffee's getting warm. My other coffee's about half done, and it's a big mug. I think I'm relegated to water now. That's just how it's going to be. So I can retain a little bit of sanity anyway. Hello, girl.
Hey, you better stay off that moonshine. I hear it does some things to you.
It does a lot of things to me. Well, I was just wondering, honey, and you already live there, so you'll know. If I move to Georgia, or no, not if, but when I move to Georgia, do I have to learn how to drink moonshine? White lightning?
I didn't really think that you have to teach yourself how. You just open your mouth and take it down real slow.
That's the problem. That's the problem. And not choking. Not choking. Is that the thing? You got to do it without choking?
Yeah. When I first started drinking moonshine, what you do is don't start drinking it as a shot because no, don't do that. Learn
kill
how
you.
To do it with, if it's clear, which normally it is, I always wash it down with Sprite. I'll put Sprite in a cup.
Okay.
And then I'll mix a little moonshine with it, and I'll drink it like that for a little while. And then you can work the nerve to take it down as a shot because the people around
okay.
here drink it like completely, like shot-wise.
Like water.
I think you were born,
yeah, like
I think you were
water.
Born doing that because it's like 99% grain alcohol. So it's going to burn.
Gosh. Oh, yeah,
it's going
you
to
think?
Burn. I really think so. So I always wash it down with Sprite. I'll put like a fourth cup moonshine
okay.
in and put like a cup of Sprite and then add some ice cubes and I'm all set.
Or maybe an eighth of a cup of moonshine and a cup of Sprite.
Girl,
just
sip it real slow all night long and you'll be all set.
Okay,
they
I have to learn.
They have peach moonshine here, which is delicious, the peach. They have
oh,
strawberry moonshine, and they have watermelon. Oh, it's like all different flavors
peach.
Now.
I'll try the peach. Yeah, I'll
well,
try
Georgia
peach.
Well, Georgia is the peach state, so you might try
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, hey, I'm you know, wherever I happen to like, I am going to plant a couple of peach trees.
We did
I want to
so
have some peach trees. I want to...
They're nice.
Oh,
you should.
Yes.
You should.
Well, I had a couple peach trees when I was still married out here, and they just it's just too hot and dry for them. You can pour water to them all day long, and your peaches aren't going to be any bigger than a small apricot, you know. So it doesn't work here
yeah.
so much.
You know what's good? Miss Manette said better you know who makes it. That's funny. My husband's family makes it, and it's really good stuff. But if you can't find someone trustworthy to make it, guess what, girl? Guess what?
Can you get it in store there?
They sell it at the liquor stores now, even in Mason
Jar. Oh, my
Dart.
Gosh.
Hilarious. Yes, go
oh
there.
Oh, my
get
word.
The bottle.
Okay. Hey, that's good to know. That
it's
is
not
good.
Illegal
you can't
anymore.
Do that here. Oh, you can't do that here. No, you can't buy that
they
here.
They put a label on it, and they sell it now. So if you can't find anybody,
cool.
they sell it at the liquor store.
Okay. Yep. Georgia is my state. Yes.
We'll, yeah, they we'll love their liquor here, I will tell
oh,
you.
Oh, my gosh. Lilacs. Do you guys have lilacs?
You mean the flower?
Yes, the flowering
lilacs?
Bush.
The yes.
purple,
there's,
the great
there, there's,
cluster
there's,
shape.
There's lilacs here.
Okay.
There are butterfly bushes here. There's azaleas here. There's roses here. I mean, there's pretty much every flower
jasmine?
Here that's normally everywhere
my,
else.
My jasmine's in bloom here. Oh, my gosh.
I have jasmine
that
by my
porch.
Mailbox.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
You can grow it here.
Beautiful. Good.
And you can grow
I want
all
a great
types
big,
of honeysuckle here.
On a great big huge one, I'm going to plant three or four of them alongside the house and have them cover the whole house. Yep.
Even
that's what
for
I want
this
to do with
being
that.
A real wooded area, I've seen people grow cactuses here. So the soil, you can grow pretty much anything. I have yucca plants all in my yard. Yucca.
I love yucca. Yucca is good. Aloe vera plants. I'm bringing some with me.
Yeah, you can plant those here.
I've had enough cactus. Thank you very much. 25 years of cactus is enough.
I know,
I don't,
you probably get
cactus.
Tired of it. I get it.
Oh,
but there,
my word.
you can pretty much plant everything here that you can think of.
And you know, at one point I did pick the cactus pears and I made cactus jelly. Yeah, I did.
Never had it.
Don't bother. It's not worth the time. There is no flavor to it. The only time you want to have to make cactus jelly is if you have to have it for food, because it's flavorless. The only thing you taste is the sweetener you used. It's just, there's nothing to it. It's yuck. So don't worry about it.
Five common plants that you grow in your yard around here. Everybody has it in the woods that are edible. There are even natural strawberries that grow on the ground, and most of the clover here is edible, believe it or not.
Oh, I remember as a kid I used to go and pick all the clover flowers, the white ones and the purple ones, and just suck all the nectar out of them.
Yeah, and tons
I'm
of honeysuckle, like as far as you can see. Everybody has honeysuckle. But there's everything here that you can grow, and I'd be happy when you move here so I can teach you proper hillbilly, and then you'll feel much at home.
I think I will. I really do think I will, because it's just talking to people from Georgia is getting to me, you know. You can tell that, right?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that moonshine is legal around in these southern states, and some people think it's still illegal. The thing is, it's an alcohol beverage. It's not illegal like it used to be anymore. There's nobody in hot rod cars running against police trying to get that stuff sold.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like that
Thunder
anymore.
Thunder Road.
In fact,
the only
if a cop
thing here...
were to pull me over and I had a mason jar of moonshine, well, actually, you should never have it in your car. But if a cop came to my house and I had moonshine, he's not going to put the handcuffs on me and take me away.
There you go. And I just know that here... actual bootleg moonshine is illegal. You cannot buy it in the store here. But because
you
she
can
was,
buy
the,
make your beer kits on Amazon now. Make your own beer.
Yes. We've been able to make our own beer here for years. Years and years. There's nothing against beer. But if you don't have that license to manufacture alcohol here, they don't want you doing it.
But if you're doing it for your own personal use, you're fine.
At that
you're
point, they can't say
fine.
Anything. Exactly. If you're not selling it, they can't say anything about it. But across the state lines with it probably is not a good idea. And the gal that lived in Kansas used to always bring a couple jars with her when she'd come for the winter. That was a no-no.
It'll get you through the winter, girl. It cures what ails you. It's stronger than any whiskey, tequila I've ever tried. Like I said, it would be best if you watered it down with some Sprite or some 7-Up or something.
Real far. Water it down a lot.
Yeah, you're gonna go way out there.
It's gonna, like I said earlier, now we know where that term woo-wee came from.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be dancing the jig in no time.
I'm going... Fanning your tongue. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, hey, sweetie, I hear you got something you need to tell us.
Yes. The reason why I called Miss Jenny is, one, I love her to death. Two, I wanted to show my support. Three, I wanted to just talk about moonshine. And four, there's something going on in the Elvis world, and I thought y'all might want to know about it. It's something that's going on that I need you guys to know about, because you always come to me for the news, and I didn't get to say it last night, but it's important. I need you guys to pay attention.
Then you go ahead and tell us, honey.
Okay, so a few days ago, Judy West, the wife of Sonny West, died. She had a real tough time with cancer, and she died. And since she passed away, they're asking for donations to bury her, because right now she's going to be buried a pauper, which is pretty sad. But her son, which is Sonny's son as well, tried to put a GoFundMe page in his name, and he was taking all the donations for himself, and he wasn't using the donations for his mama to be buried, which is very sad. Very
Ooh.
Sad. So, guys, do not give money to Sonny's son for his mother to be buried, because he's not using it for burial. He is just spending it like crazy. So don't donate to that. It would just be best if you have to give the money. I heard that Sherry Lacker, Marty Lacker's daughter, and her sister are taking donations to give to the funeral parlor directly. So if you have to give
okay.
money, give it to Sherry.
Yeah,
it's
that
sad
would be much
when
better.
The own son. Well, it's sad when your own son, you know, can't take care of business and bury his mama. He's just greedy.
Yeah.
But
you kind of wonder where he got that because.
But under no
daddy
terms,
like
no terms. Do not send any money to Brian West. He's not using it the way it's supposed to be.
Well, thank you for letting us know because that's really, really sad.
Yeah,
you
and
know.
A lot of people in the Elvis world have been doing it because even in the Memphis Mafia group, if you're in that group like I have, there have been a lot of discussion about it. So do not give any money to Brian West. He's been asking a lot of people in the Elvis world for money, and he's not using it the way it should be. So, yeah, it is sad.
Yeah.
Sonny West died a pauper, so it was imaginable that his wife would die a pauper too because they didn't have any money. They both died of cancer-related illness.
Ooh.
They both didn't have any money upon passing, so it's been sad. But,
yeah, that cancer will eat up anything you've got.
Yeah, but it just goes to show that that book, Elvis, What Happened, didn't pay for jack squat in the end.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it didn't.
But just think of the West family in your prayers, but also do not give any money
yes.
to Brian West. And I hope you guys took that in a good way, but that was just what I
well,
found
yeah.
out through the grapevine, and it's important that you guys know that. You don't want to give your money away to someone being greedy.
No. Exactly. Exactly. You want it to go to the cause you're giving to, not to somewhere else.
Yes,
no.
And I even hear that he asked Jerry White, a friend of Eve's, for money, and it didn't go well either. So, yeah. He's been
well,
asking around.
Well, you think he'd be smarter than that, but evidently he isn't, so.
Well, the daughter is taking control of doing the funeral arrangements herself, but she doesn't have the money, but she is still going to do the arrangements. So the daughter is still a good
okay.
person, but it looks like the son is not, so be careful out there, guys.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for letting us know because that's information that we should have.
Yeah, I didn't think making a post in the group would be sufficient. I wanted you guys to hear it from me. So there you guys go.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We do appreciate hearing that because, you know, anything that's going to forearm us against scams and untruths is very welcome.
Yes,
very welcome.
Especially this day and age. So take it as you guys
oh,
want
exactly.
to. Be careful out there.
Well, thank you for telling us. Really, Shauna, thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for letting us know that because we wouldn't
You're
have
welcome.
Known it
thank
otherwise.
Thank you for letting me take over your show for about 12 minutes. I surely appreciate it.
I can do that. I have a big heart. I can share. I'm good at that. I like
well,
it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know I love you. And I appreciate you, too, and I'm going to let you go so you can keep
okay,
rocking,
sweetie.
Girl.
Yeah, we'll get on back to this music stuff because I've
all
still got
right.
a lot of it to get through, and I'm trying, from this point on, I'm going to try and stick to what John has sent me and what other people have requested, except, of course, for the Elvis stuff. I've played all but one or two of the Elvis two. Of the Elvis ones that John has sent me. I've still got two of those. So we still got a little bit to wade through. So we should get started on that, I guess.
I reckon
and we like
so.
It. And we like it. Yeah, I know. I'm not sure whether to laugh at myself or to go, all right, I'm going to fit right in.
You'll fit in just fine.
I think I will. Before too long, ain't nobody going to be able to tell where I came from. still going to have to ask if they care. I think it's funny. I think it's funny. I laugh at myself sometimes because it just, I don't know, it just seeps in and falls out, and that's just how it is. But it's cool. All right. Let's see. We just played Maybelline. That's what we just played. Okay. I'm going to play one of the songs that John sent this morning. It's, I like this one. And this is a live performance. This is a live performance. It's not one of the record it, play it later type things. It's a perform it and play it later type thing. But I loved the recording of it, but it's just so much better done live. So this is the one that he performed live May 11th, 1974. And John sent this to me this morning. This is You Can Have Her.
You can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play.
Told John this morning, kind of limited on lyrics, but oh man, when you get that music going, it makes you move and you just want it to keep going because it's so much fun. Who needs a variety of lyrics? Just sing the same thing over. It's okay because the music is great. And I think we all need some songs like that. We don't need all of them to be earth-shattering, big production, Emmy Award. What's the music? No, that's not the music award. Anyway, we don't need them to be huge, great shakes. We just need them to move or to move us. When they've got great lyrics, they move us. When they're great music, they move. And it's great. It's fantastic. I love that song. There's nothing to it, but I love it. I really do. I like that song. Oh, call me strange, but more than one person has, so it's okay. I have Sue's request, and I think it's a perfect time. Out of how many songs? I have no idea. I don't know if I'll ever remember to go back and catch all of them, honey. You may have to send them to me again. But I don't even remember. I know there's a whole slew of them. I don't know how many a slew is. Whole slew. So I do what I can, sweetheart. I promise I'll do what I can.
Okay.
But right now, this was the last one you sent me, and I have always loved this song. I think this came out way back when I was in high school. I remember one of the graduated seniors came back the next year and sang this at one of our concerts. How that worked, I don't know, but it was okay. This is Kenny Rogers singing Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. Yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And besides, I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love.
Everybody sigh. That's beautiful. I have always loved that song. And Kenny Rogers does such a good job on those kinds of songs, you know? He's great. He was great. Anyway, yeah, it was, I think it was, do y'all remember pictures of Kenny Rogers the last, oh, 10, 15 years of his life? Do you remember seeing pictures of him? That was so sad what he let them do to him. My gosh. It was like, you really can overdo the plastic surgery stuff, you know? And there's only so much they can do to make it look natural. And when you take it that one step further, it looks like crap.
Yeah.
You know, he was always, yeah, he was always a good looking man on his own. And then he let the plastic surgeons ruin it. But, and I don't even know if he was okay with it or if he hated it or anything, because that is such a touchy subject. I just kind of stayed away from what the news was saying about it, and I didn't get the gist of it, and I'm glad I didn't. You know, I'm just glad I didn't know what he thought of it or what the press said he thought of it, actually. But it was so much better before he did that. It, you know, because I remember when he started out. Oh, God, Jenny, maybe you shouldn't have gone there. But, you know, I was only, when I first heard about Kenny Rogers in the first edition, I was like 11, 12 years old. And they had been around for a while because they had already made a name for themselves. So that's when I first knew about Kenny Rogers, because he was the lead singer for the first edition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when I met my someday-to-be husband, he was in a band called Revised Edition. So, you know, hey, you know, being a teeny bopper girl, I thought that was kind of cool, you know. But as things progressed and he quit the first edition, I thought, oh, no, what are you going to do now? You belong in, where are you going? What do you do, huh? And then he started making a name for himself in country music. You know, and kind of crossover stuff where it went both ways. It was played on the pop stations and on the country stations. And they called that, back in the day, they called that crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, that works pretty good. And then he got together with Dolly and they started doing duets. And their duets went crossover. And it was like, okay, I guess that was a pretty good decision he made for his career. And, of course, all the years of Hee-Haw. You know, he wasn't on all the years of Hee-Haw, but he was on for a few of them. And it just looked like they had so much fun on that show.
Mm-hmm.
They had so much fun. And he was like, he wasn't on every week. He wasn't a regular cast member, but he came on as a guest star periodically. And it just looked like they always had so much fun. And it was great. It was great. And I actually saw him. I actually saw him in concert once when he went to Washington State University put on a concert there. Well, I worked for the radio station in Spokane, and of course it was like, hey, do you want tickets? I said, sure, why not? I'll take my sister. And so we went to the concert, and I got her to drive. Well, she'd been on campus. I was in the car with my baby sister. I wasn't drinking nothing. I was hanging on to the dashboard. But she'd been on campus before, so she kind of knew her way around. I'd never been there. I just kind of knew where it was, and that was about it. So I told her she was going to drive. And she said, well, you got me a ticket, so I'll drive. But it was fun. It was really fun. They had him on this little center circular stage, you know, and so he just kind of walked around that stage, and you didn't always see his back, but you didn't always see his front, but it left room for more people in that particular room. And it was great. It was really great. So I was glad I got to go and see that. he didn't get to meet him or anything, so, you know, who expected to, though? So that was good. But there was a whole group of us from the radio station. I didn't know everybody was going, and everybody went. So that was cool. He was quite a draw at that point. Okay. In light of that, we're going to go past Kenny Rogers now. And we're going to do a song that I really love by Elvis. And you guys will recognize this. This isn't a hide in the closet type song. It's Mine. Elvis singing Mine.
Mine is a heart that beats for only you. Mine is a love that always will be true.
I love that song.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That is a beautiful love song.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful love song. Yes. I've got one that John sent me this morning by Garth Brooks.
Yes, like him.
Yes. Garth is good. Garth is good. I don't know what kind of person he is, but he can sing. So anyway, this one is called What's She Doing Now?
Last time I saw her, it was turning colder, but that was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder. Where she's now, I don't know. But there's something about this time of year that spins my head around. Takes me back, makes me wonder, what's she doing now? 'Cause what she's doing now, tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call.
what she's doing now. Just for laughs, I dialed her own number, but no one knew her name. Hung up the phone, sat there and wondered if she'd ever done the same. I took a walk in the evening wind to clear my head somehow. But tonight I lie here thinking, what's she doing now? 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows. And what she's doing now is tearing mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now.
Sad song, sad, but not as good as Elvis does. You know, that's just a fact. You know, you got to face up to facts, right? Oh, that's hard sometimes, though. I don't want those facts. Anyway, I had a request from Brandon. And I'm going to play Brandon's request, which is probably going to surprise him no end, but I'm going to do it because it really is a good song. It really is. It's by the Scorpions. Now, when I saw Scorpions, I went, oh, God, no. But this is a good song. So thank you, Brandon. This is a good song. It's called Wind of Change.
In the wind of change.
All right. That is pretty cool. That was a good song. You don't normally expect to hear something like that from the Scorpions. But, hey, okay, kids, I got 10 minutes, and I got two songs I want to do, and I'm probably going to have to do them back-to-back to get them both in. One of them is Anne's request for Babyface by Bobby V. And Bobby V is not the one that we're used to hearing it from. We're used to hearing it from Bobby Darin, but this is Bobby V. And I also want to play Elvis rehearsal of Wonder of You. And listen to take one, because there's a really funny substitution for one word in take one. And I caught it, so I'm not telling you what it is. We'll see if you catch it. Let's do that one first. The Wonder of You rehearsal from, I don't know when, I didn't write it down if they told me, but it's a rehearsal and it's a good one. So here we go.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and you're always there. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Oh, your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me.
Wonder of you. just a change. It goes into the second bridge. Right, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe some of you... You guys can do the one if you're with me. When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder of you. And when you smile, is brighter. Oh, you touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your love for me is worth a fortune. Oh, your love for me is everything.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Did y'all catch that first take? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you'll have to listen to it again if you didn't catch it, because it is hilarious. But you got to find it yourself, because it's not as funny as somebody tells you. Anyway, guys, I want to play Babyface. Ann requested that, and I want to play it. And join me tomorrow for the gospel show. Same time, same channel. I'll see you there, people. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you loved it as much as I love doing it. Tomorrow will be so much better. It's church like you've never known it. So come on in.
Baby, babe, you got the cutest little baby, babe. There's not another who could take your place. Baby, babe, your place, baby, baby. You just started something. You got my boy jumping, baby, baby. I'm up in heaven when I miss your warm embrace. I didn't need a show, but I just fell in love with your pretty. There is think you please, baby, please. Answer yes or me. Are you my baby, 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 baby? I'm up in heaven, but I'm near your warm embrace. I didn't mean to judge tonight. I'm in love with your pretty baby face.
To search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know you don't love me anymore. To go on needing you, knowing what can I take, what can I give, when I'd give all someone new, for anything that's part of me.